Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut.
So we need to talk about Michigan, because first off, we have this massive amount. We're talking about 48, 49,000 state employees that could be laid off. But first,
now there's a steel foundry in Rothbury. They said they're going to be closing by the end of the year, resulting in 61 more job losses. Now, it's Barber Steel Foundry. They said in a letter that as a result of declining business conditions, it began closing the plant on September 18th, and that the facility will be permanently closed by December 31st. Now, they're owned by Wabtec Corporation, a global company based in Pittsburgh that makes railroad products. Now, Carol Witzke, she would be the village clerk. She said that the foundry is among the largest employers in the village, and its closure definitely will have an impact on the community. She said, "I'm really sorry to see this because it was my understanding that they were doing quite well. Also, that the foundry's employees spent money in the village, and that this plant's closure is likely to impact everybody from hardware to dollar stores." But not only that, we covered recently that Michigan was on the edge of a recession. It's very possible they're about to enter, and we just now see that 48,000 state workers have been notified of potential layoffs in case the next budget is not enacted before October 1st. So the budget director, Chris Kolb, he emailed employees Monday to notify around 30,000 employees, or 62% of state workers, would be temporarily laid off. The rest would be deemed as essential to protecting the health and safety of residents and continue working. This also includes guards, state troopers, CPS caseworkers. But we know that things are deteriorating very rapidly. Now, you could say the same thing for Next Tier Automotive as the strike continues on. They said that layoffs are possible and that the company must temporarily reduce the workforce in the coming days, according to their vice president, Dennis Hoag. Now, he released a statement about the layoffs but did not reference a specific number or even when they would be made. The layoffs, he said, are as a result of the production slowdown due to the GM strike. Now, he said Next Tier hopes to be able to return to full production as quickly as possible when the strike is resolved. And I think the biggest thing that a lot of people miss about this is the fact that these people, their paychecks go into the community. They pay their taxes, they go out to eat, they go out to movies, they go and they spend their money. Whenever you have a decline in this, it also puts pressure on housing prices. A lot of the people that work at some of these GM plants in America to Ohio and Michigan, they're absolutely critical for their real estate market. And from time to time, when they're lifting up these major layoffs, they tend to offer some sort of compromise, like, we're willing to move you to a different state to go and continue manufacturing, to continue on with your job. And if you're high enough in the pecking order, most likely you're going to follow through with that. And in states like Michigan, which already has difficulty in their housing markets, especially in some of their larger cities, the impact of people leaving some of those higher valued homes could put stress across the whole system as the almost high value homes become worth almost nothing. But I think I have a solution. I believe that I would accept a bailout of GM if they were to move production back to the United States. Make them America's car company. You have to see it in person. You have to take a trip out to Michigan. You have to drive through that upper level through Ohio. You have to see how critical these industries are to that entire region. I hate to say it, but those car companies literally are systemically important. But I'm not particularly happy about taking bailouts from taxpayers here and for them to continue to manufacture and produce and to utilize most of their production outside of the U.S. Might as well bail out Honda, bail out Toyota. I know this, something will have to be done or else there's going to be a lot of hurt with no obvious solution. All right, thank you guys for stopping by and joining us here at the Silver Report Uncut. If you like the content, be sure to subscribe, like the videos, share the videos, get the word out. I thank you so much for stopping by. As always, stay safe.